Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show, so stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point.
This is To The Point, a Rhino Experience, voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts, cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
You know, we've been looking forward to this. I was with Tommy last weekend. We're all excited about the event, you know, and all my buddies are here. It's like a good family reunion for me. And I thought, man, I'm just going to keep the celebration going here. We're going to just, what? Oh, wait. You think it's weird that I'm smoking inside? In Las Vegas? Or do you think it's weird that I'm actually smoking on a stage? Some of you are judging me because I have a cigarette. Isn't that weird? Did you know that actually smoking is not the leading cause of lung cancer? We keep hearing that shit all the time. That's not actually true. Does anybody know what the leading cause of lung cancer actually is? It's your DNA. The whole thing on smoking was political to stop the tobacco farming. This is the whole thing was political. Diabetes kills more people than lung cancer. Yet, if I'd have pulled a Snickers bar out of my pocket and started eating it, you wouldn't have said anything. But the fact that I pulled a cigarette out, you started judging me. Some of you did. You see, the whole war on drugs, smoking, all this stuff was all political. So with a group of my buddies, I have these conversations with them, even though I just made it up. Five of them believed me, and two started smoking. You see, words, when used or said in a certain way, can motivate you to do one thing or another. I'm gonna share a quick story with you. So when I think about the words that we say and how we use them, it can make someone accept your message or deny your message that you're trying to say to them. I'm gonna give you an example. So my son is Mason. Mason is 14 years old today. Alpaca haircut, e-bikes, anybody relate? But when he was a little boy, he used to like to glue shit to the wall. Like some kids color on the wall, he used to like to glue stuff to the wall. He'd just be sitting there, boom, boom, gluing stuff to the wall. Like he would draw his little pictures, cut them out, and stick them to the wall. I'm like, you couldn't have taped it? So I go in his room one day and he's just getting after it. I said, hey, Mason, what are you doing? Are you stupid? Don't ever do that again. Stop gluing stuff to the wall. Guess what he did? He did it again. You see, no one wants to be threatened. No one wants to be intimidated. His pride wouldn't let it. Our pride won't let us accept that. We're talking like a few weeks later, I go back into his room, and that little guy is doing it again, except this time, he's mocking me. He sees me, he's gluing shit, and he sees me come in, he's like, little bastard. So I take a deep breath. I'm gonna try a different approach. I go up to him and I said, hey buddy, come here. You want to be a big boy, right? It's 5 years old. You want to be a big boy, right? All right. Big boys don't do this stuff. They don't glue things to the wall. You want to be a big boy? You do? That's right. Don't glue stuff to the wall anymore, son. I love you. All I did was change the way I talked to him. I understood that being a big boy meant more to him. I didn't need to intimidate him. And he never did it again. The way in which you talk to someone absolutely matters. They will either accept what you're saying or deny by one, the word that you say, and two, how you say it. Have you guys ever seen, like on the flight up here, I was getting my chops busted a little bit from being in the middle seat, thanks to my wife putting me in the middle seat. Really appreciate that. But I was watching this thing on global warming. When I say global warming, I think you all probably care about this much. Is that fair? Yeah. And I wonder why it never lands, because it's actually something that could kill all of us. And here's my reasoning. Here's why I think this thing doesn't land. Like if you were watching social media, TikTok, or you're watching the news or whatever, and you see like the scientist who's like talking about this shit, it's like, you can see that in 2021, the water level is rising. And you'll notice that the monodioxide level in the third ozone layer is in an alarming position. Like, what the fuck did you just say? It never lands, because I don't even know what the hell he just said. Like, talk to me like a fifth grader. It's actually a super serious issue. But none of us know what to do with it, because the way in which it's presented to us isn't a way that we receive it. I'm going to share one more story with you, and then we're going to move on. So one of my best friends growing up, his name is Dustin, like idealized his father. And his father was kind of a hard ass, but he really idealized his father. He wanted to make him proud, and he wrestled with me, and he was a better wrestler than me and always did very well through high school. And his dad was always just kind of like, meh, like this kid's going to state, like phenomenal wrestler. And his dad like never gave him like any, you know, attaboys. And I like to think that what his dad was trying to do was actually motivate him by not giving him that, to keep pushing him. And I think it's a shitty way to do it. And I could be completely wrong. But I think he was trying to motivate him, except he didn't do it the right way. So we go to our first year of college, and he crushes it. I join a fraternity. I'm in sports. I'm partying. I'm working on my social game, which I figured out. C's get degrees. And he crushed it. Perfect GPA, A's, like crushed the year. And he's gonna, tells me he's gonna call up his dad. So he calls up his dad and he's like, "Dad, dude, I just got my score. I crushed it this year. Perfect GPA. I killed it. Aren't you proud of your boy?" His dad says, "Dustin, I'm gonna call you back. I'm busy. I'm busy." Busy was the single word that broke the camel's back. See, from that point on, I started seeing less of Dustin. He started hanging out with different people, started partying a bit, getting into drugs. I see him like maybe a month later at one of the fraternity parties, and he's wasted. And he's talking to me, and he said, I'm like, "Dude, where have you been? What are you doing?" And he was hammered. And he said to me that the one person I care about most doesn't care about me. Why should I? So we're not 2 weeks later. I just shrug it off. He's drunk. He's messed up on something. I'm not sure what's going on with him. Get a call from his roommate. We don't live in the same dorms. Get a call from his roommate. It says, "Chris, they just took Dustin to the emergency room." So I jump in the car. I'm closer to the hospital than he is. So I fly over to St. Mary's Regional. And you get there, you know, there's like chaos. So he must have just gotten there shortly before me. And I'm looking in through the window. The door's open. You can hear the heart monitor. You guys know? It just goes beep, beep, beep. So now my heart is pounding. It's flatlining. Chaos, crazy. They shut the door, but there's still like that little window that you can kind of see in there. And they got the defibrillator out. Clear. 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 Nothing. And what was clear to me in that moment was that one word could have saved his life. One word could have saved Dustin's life. That's how powerful words are in every facet of our lives. Words have the power to lift people up. When you have your team meetings, you're doing rah-rah speeches, it has the power to lift people up. It also has the power to put somebody in the ground. You have that power. There's a lot of influence in this room. There's a lot of influence on this stage. But you have influence at home too.
One thing you'll hear a lot from Blue On users, they've stopped ordering the wrong part. Derek from FH Fuhrer used to trust vendors for parts, only to send his techs out with the wrong one, costing time, money, and customer trust. Since bringing on Blue On, their misses have dropped to zero. He even says that if a mistake happens now, it's usually because someone didn't run it through Blue On. It's become essential to their parts process. And here at Peterman Brothers, we're definitely seeing that impact too. Click on the link in the description and grab a quick demo. It will be worth it.
Everybody has the opportunity to lift somebody up or bring them down. The life I've had to live the last 20 years is trying to figure out what words to use in which context to get your potential customers to choose your business. I have to choose my words wisely, and I have to make sure that I say them in the right way that catches people at the right time. Somebody get me a new clicker, please, or advance the slide. So what I just did was a speech that I listened to on Toastmasters, which is where, it's kind of like a TEDx for speakers. This guy named Muhammad Qahtani did the Power of Word speech, which is the first half of what I just did. I made all of that up. None of that was true. But who in here believed my Dustin story? Raise your hand. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad he's alive and well. But point was, you can make people think or take action one way or another by what you say and how you say it. You see, over my two decades nearly of working with contractors only in digital marketing, I've worked with the largest companies across the United States, small companies. We've got 38 private equity platforms that are clients of ours with many brands underneath them. We have franchise clients in here. One of them's in here. Shout out to Jeff Duden. And our job is to use our words to get the attention of potential customers to choose your business. I basically got to be a psychologist for all of you. Because we're all in the attention game, like it or not. Would you agree? Yes. You're either getting it or you're not. It's pretty simple. Or you're getting good attention or you're getting bad attention. When you guys see this right here, you see ROI. What do you say it means? You better know what ROI means. Somebody say it. Return on investment. Thank you. That is the end game, right? We do want a positive return on investment. So you got to get attention with your branding, with your marketing. But there's another ROI that comes first that many skip. And that is return on influence. In order for you to even do business, you have to get attention. You got to have the influence to get them to choose your company. When you got 100,000 other people that do the same shit in the same market that you do, you are in the attention game. You're either getting it or somebody else is. This is the job I've had for years, is getting attention for you, the contractor. And we've done a damn good job. You don't make it this long in this business, this long with this rough of a market that can be all kinds, like, without knowing exactly how to get attention for contractors. So my job today is to share with you the things I've learned that we use that hopefully you can take with you and implement in your business and help you grow. Would that be okay? Thank you. We're going to blow through these slides. The two most powerful ways for any business, I don't give a crap what kind of business that you're in, to get attention are urgency. And what can I save? How fast can you get to me? What can I save? Would you agree? Those are two of the most powerful call to actions that you can possibly have. Same day service, next day service, book today, emergency service. What can I save? Put in a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner. What can I save? How fast can you get to me? For the garage door folks in here, I always wonder for our garage door customers, when somebody backs out and hits the garage door like I have done on accident, I swear I didn't hit the button, it just closed on its own, nobody believes me. At that time, did I really care about the brand of the company that could get to me, or did I care about who could get to me the fastest, because now I can't even go to work because my garage door's broken. But if you had a good brand and I saw yours, would I choose you? I would. But right now I need to know, can you get to my house fast and fix this door because I got to get to work? Urgency and savings are still the two most powerful in the four pillars of getting attention. The next two, trust and credibility. This is still very good. Trusted by 10,000 plus homeowners, over 500, 2,000, however many five-star reviews, 100% satisfaction. Done right the first time. Trust and credibility still absolutely matters. And the last, peace of mind. We'll keep you warm. We'll keep you cool. We got you covered. Breathe easy. Those are the four pillars, ladies and gentlemen, that you got to choose from. All right? Urgency, savings, trust, comfort. That's it. Don't overcomplicate it. They've all got the right words in them to make someone take action who's feeling and looking for that sentiment. Are they looking for someone they can trust? Are they looking for someone who can get to me right now? Are they looking for somebody who wants to give me a peace of mind? So, used in the real world on search engines, there are many variations of these words that you could use in sentences to get the same reaction. And these are just a few that I'm giving you. So again, when you do this for almost 20 years, you see who clicks on what. It's not rocket science. It's just math and paying attention to the numbers. So for direct response, it's pretty simple. Call now, we answer 24/7. Book service in minutes. If it's problem solving, get it fixed right the first time. Same day repairs, 100% guaranteed. Stop the leak, call for fast service. These are just some examples I'm giving you. Social media, we're gonna hang on this a minute. Yeah, this is like the best proving ground for you to play on. Same thing, AC broken, we can fix it today, call now. But I always wonder what piece of content you're gonna put with that, like what graphic, what video that's gonna catch somebody's attention, because the words alone ain't gonna get it done. The words alone aren't going to get it done. So you have to have something to grab their attention. But whatever you do, do not use same day service. Do not use next day service. Do not use words to set the hook that you're not willing to follow up on. You have to follow through. You do not want to be these guys. Somebody call out who that is. Millie Vanilli, if there's you have somebody that's below 30 next to you, let them know who the fuck Millie Vanilli is, okay? Millie Vanilli faked it. Girl, you know it's true. I wasn't sure if I was going to do that or not, but Brie, I was looking at you. I felt like it was the right move. Don't be the Millie Vanilli of the trades. Do what you say you're going to do. That's the quickest way to get yourself a negative review and get bad attention. But I'm a big believer in getting a little crazy in social media. I love humor. I think most others do too. I mean, when you see somebody jump, you know he's gonna hit the thing, you know he's gonna fall down. It's funny. Is it not funny? It's gonna get somebody's attention because I don't know if it's we like seeing people get hurt. But if they're looking at it, well, we might as well see if they need garage door repair. Because clearly it needs repair.
Who do you use?
A1 from day one. Was that good? Thank you. Thank you. Hope you're here all night. So the other guy on here too is, these guys do such a great job of coming up with creative videos. Like, and it, like Climate Experts does a fantastic job. I don't know if he's here or not, but I told him I was going to use this video because it does such a great job of getting attention when nobody's looking for his business. That's the game. People don't want to have to call you in the first place more often than not. Am I right? So how do we get their attention when they don't really care about what you have to offer? You make it entertaining. You basically got two pillars. I got to spend 2019 to 2021 partnered with a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk. Do we have any Gary V fans in here? Awesome. So Gary gave me these two pillars early on. And it was, you either have to educate someone or you have to entertain someone. And if you can do both, that's the perfect storm. Because he is in the attention game. If you follow him, you know. So I got to learn from one of the best.
Attention to the point, listeners. Branding has never been more important. Is your brand in serious need of an upgrade? Do you have a new company and need a new brand but don't want to wait 6 months or pay a ridiculous amount to get it done? If your brand looks like everyone else's, well, guess what? You are everyone else. But Prolific, they build brands that dominate. From the first Google search to the driveway. Prolific brand design can help you be more of you. Because you are the unique difference that sets you apart from all your competitors. So let's be real for a second. Your brand is either winning you customers or costing you money. Just ask some of our clients like Ken Goodrich, Ishmael Valdez, my boy Chad Peterman, and even myself. Prolific Brand Design is the creative pros behind some of the best home services logos, truck wraps, websites, and now email marketing campaigns. Wouldn't you love it if your email marketing open rates were 30, 40, 50% and don't go into the spam folder hell? That's how we roll at Prolific. So check them out at prolificbranddesign.com and ask for the To The Point promo, Prolific Brand Design. Be more of you. Be prolific.
Use social media as your proving ground. I promise you, you're going to put stuff out there and you think, oh my God, everybody's going to see this. No, they're not. Newsflash. Okay? Put it out there and try stuff, and you'll see what gets engagement and what doesn't. It's the perfect place to do it, and there's never been a better time to do it than right now because there's so many damn platforms. Don't overthink it. Look at trends. That was the Sydney Sweeney, was it Abercrombie or American Eagle thing? It's American Eagle, and he puts on the oh my gosh, that is awesome. Big old hairy guy with a beard. It's kind of gross, but you can't help but look. Just got people's attention. It's okay to give your business a personality. Now, some of you who've seen me speak before have seen me share this next piece because I still believe to this day, again, we're talking 18 years of marketing companies just like yours in the trades trying to make people pay attention to it. This next example right here to me is still one of the best square companies that went so far outside the box to get attention. And it worked fantastic.
Ship my pants. Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
Hey, y'all remember that commercial, anybody? That was a banger. And it was an old school banger. What was Kmart known for? What was Kmart's go-to? The blue light special. Maybe not everybody was as poor as me growing up. We had to shop at Kmart, but that's what it was, the blue light special. And this little bitty company called Walmart came in and started whooping that Kmart ass, and they had to pivot real quick to get attention. And they roll out so far outside the box, ship my pants. That was a gold mine. Does anybody remember what they followed up with? Big ass savings. I'm be honest, I didn't even know Kmart had gas stations, but apparently they did in some locations, and they went for a big gas savings part. Didn't land as well, but still good. Point is, Man, they gave that business a personality. The most square business, they gave it a great personality, and that thing worked so well. So the number one game you're in is the attention game. First, you got to get it. Second, you got to pay attention. Very important. You have to pay attention to your results. You have to pay attention to your performance, your specific performance, you as an individual. You have to pay attention to your team's performance and your customer service. But this is my favorite. This is one you hear Tommy talk about a lot. You have to pay attention to your self-service. How are you taking care of you? How you talk to your team matters. What you say to them matters. It can influence them or not. Self-service is the most important thing you have to pay attention to. How do you talk to yourself? I think some of us get uncomfortable doing it. You're like, that shit don't work. I'm telling you, 1,000,000% it works. What you say to yourself matters. So I'm gonna ask you to do something with me real quick. I want you, while you're sitting there, to think about three words that describe you today. I'll give you mine. I'm ambitious, I'm caring, and I'm disciplined. These are three things that describe me today. You probably have a number of things. I'm asking you to do this with me right now. Pick three words. I want you to write them down if you have your pad of paper, or remember them down if you don't. Three words that describe the person that you are today. So if you looked at yourself in the mirror, you would say, I am X, Y, Z. So go ahead and write that down. Now I'm going to ask you to write down three words that describe what you want to be. What do you want to be? I want to be better dad. What do you want to be? Write down three words that you could tell yourself. Chris, I want to be stronger. I want to be smarter. Find your three words and write those things down. And these are the things, maybe it's tonight, maybe it's tomorrow morning. I want you, when you get back to the room, again, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, don't matter. I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to tell yourself those three things. It's gonna sound cheesy. I do it in the morning. Sometimes it feels a little weird, depending on what I'm saying. But self-talk matters. Would you agree, Tommy?
Yes.
Absolutely. It matters way more than you know, and sometimes it just never lands because people think it's weird. It matters that much. I still do it every morning. I journal, and I talk to myself in the mirror and say, Chris, I want to be XYZ. I'm on this one. I'm going to actually ask for a volunteer. Who's going to be the brave soul to come up here? Come on up. Let's go. Come on up here. I'm going to need you. Go ahead, give him a round of applause. He doesn't even know what he's getting into yet. Come on up. Hold on. We're going to talk into this.
Okay,
what's your name?
Joe White.
Joe White. Okay, and where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Newtown, Pennsylvania. And what's the name of your business?
Thomas Edison Electric.
Thomas Edison Electric. I think we just heard that on stage last time. You're getting some good PR right now. This is perfect. Okay, I'm going to need your help.
Okay.
You ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm going to put one word on the screen. And I'm going to ask you to say that word a certain way. Pretty simple. You think you can handle this?
Yes.
I want you to say this word. You see it? Okay. Pretty simple. Okay. Think about how many different ways you can use the word okay. It's kind of like the F word, but we're not going to use that as an example. You can use that a lot of different ways too. Okay. I want you to say okay in an accepting way. How would you say okay in an accepting way?
Okay.
Perfect. So far, so good. Joe, guys, give Joe a round of applause. He's fucking killing it up here. Okay, we're going to get a little more complicated. Now I want you to say, let the crowd see your pretty face. Say it in a way where you're annoyed.
Okay.
Okay, Joe's got this figured out. We're on to something here. Now, I want you to say it in like a hesitant way.
Okay.
Hey, you got a voiceover job in the future, if you guys, if this whole Thomas Edison thing doesn't work out.
I'm glad you're hiring me.
I want you to say okay in a confused way.
Okay.
Okay, you got to get on the microphone for that one. That was pretty good. Get up in there. Get on there and do it again.
Okay.
That was pretty good, Joe.
I think the first one was better.
I think you're doing pretty good. You know, I heard a couple different variations in there that made me think that, okay, you used that word and meant different things. Like, the point is, you can use one word said a different way, it can have a different meaning. Do you understand? I got one more for Joe. You think he's ready for this? If he doesn't figure it out, I'm going to need your help. Joe, I want you to say the word okay like Lil Jon.
Do I get a practice round?
You let her rip.
Okay.
Everybody, give Joe some help real quick on how you say it like Lil Jon. There we go. Joe, thank you so much, man. That was good.
Thanks.
By the way, Lil Jon, now you're going to look it up and you know what they just did. The next one was going to be Cardi B, but I didn't think you really wouldn't know that one. Okay. Yep, I just did it on stage. Wasn't planning on that. Okay, gentlemen in the room. See, I didn't have to say anything. You already know. Power of words. When your significant other, your wife, tells you, do what you want, do it. You're single. You see where I'm going with this one? I don't even have to do the presentation. Do what you want. Is that what they really mean, guys? Hell no. That means you better not fucking do that or you're out of here. Like, you're gone. You're done. No. Anna says to me, do what you want. I know to do the exact opposite. I'm not going to leave you hanging, ladies. I got you, too.
In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, HouseCall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads. Capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game.
Okay, so this is one that always, you know, I get it, but let me make my case. You ready, ladies? I'm getting piercing looks. I can feel them up here, and I'm just a presenter. Calm down. I think us guys actually really mean it. We're like, no, we really just want you to calm down. Right, guys? Everybody? Yes, there we go. You didn't even say nothing. You just give me the thumbs up so she can hear you. Hell no, he's not willing to say he's smart. This is it. Do what you want. That's total bullshit. Calm down. That's bullshit too. Like, why do we have to guess on what these things mean, right? I'm having fun with these words, right? But you see the power of words. Both those could cause fights. Calm down. I would never say that to Anna unless I want to be in a fight. That's what that does. So quick little recap. Words matter, right? The number one thing you have to pay attention to is that what you say is going to be received by someone one way or the other. Not just what you say, how you say it. So be mindful. Be mindful of what you say and how you say it to people. Because like I said, it has the power to lift somebody up or put them straight into the ground. In marketing, it's all psychology to get attention. I have to know what to say to get the customer to even want to choose your business to potentially work with. That's the game I'm in. I got to choose my words wisely to capture the right person at the right time. I know how to get attention. Urgency, savings, trust, peace of mind. Those four pillars, that's it. The words are going to fall in those four categories. Social attention, use it. You have the best proving ground in the world to do social stuff. And by the way, don't overthink your video. You don't need a professional photographer or professional videographer. Use your phone. Nobody cares. The more authentic it is, the better. But it's okay to give your business a personality. Have fun with it. If you don't know how to do it, ask some of the young kids in your office. They'll tell you what the trends are. I don't know all the trends. Then you got to pay attention. Once you get the attention, you got to pay attention to the results. This is the business side. To your specific performance, how are you talking to people? Anybody in here ever done like the color code or anything like that or any of these different tests? Yeah. I had to learn how to talk to people differently based on what their personality is. So that way it would be received well. I wasn't good at it. I didn't like conflict. I had to learn how to speak to someone and get through conflict. I think a lot of us may deal with things like that. So it's okay to have to go and learn and train to do these things. But it will make you a better person. It will make you a better leader. Make sure what you're saying to yourself is positive and what you want to be. Because if you also say negative things to yourself, that impacts you too. I've seen it done. It's ugly and it's not necessary. You have something today that somebody else wants to be, or they might want to be you. So when we think like, oh man, shit's hard today. You want to have a hard job? Try running a marketing company with 1,200 contractors in a down market. That's a hard job. Because we have to balance everybody's feelings, even when demand is down. But I know we're working hard to try and do the best that we can. So I know I've got that. But I'm constantly trying to train myself on how can I be better? How can I do better? Because I have a lot of responsibility to scale a lot of contractors whose livelihood are depending on me. You're no different. You have people depending on you, do you not? Family, businesses, their livelihood is dependent upon you. Practice these things. It's not silly. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself in a positive manner. So just to make sure you guys are listening to me, Tommy showed this slide. Actually, I'm gonna ad lib here for a second. This is usually when shit gets interesting. Is my LSD crew in the house today? Where's Chad? Where's Aaron? Where's everybody at? Just yell. You're probably in the back of the room. What a bunch of assholes. Fuck those guys. I was telling them in the back of the room, I was like, you know, Tommy says some things that I say, and he doesn't give me credit for it. That's an asshole move, by the way. I'm just giving him a hard time. But I stole this from you, so that's why I'm giving you a little bit of credit here, buddy. Winners focus on winning, losers focus on winners. Anybody heard this before? I love this because if you are focused on winning, you ain't looking back. That the competitor can't do shit for you anyway. Why are we even wasting any time focusing on them? None of my brain power is going to stop anything that that business is doing. I got no control over it. Zero. So why wouldn't you just focus on winning, doing whatever it takes to win? making yourself better, being a better husband, being a better wife, being a better business leader, being a better dad, mom, whatever it is. Focus on just winning at life. I'm such a believer in this piece of it. But I like to karaoke a little bit. I like to sing a little bit. Does anybody else like to sing a little bit, a little karaoke? Anybody? I'm going to share one quick story. And then we're going to karaoke together. Are you with me? Like it or not, doing it, or you're faking it. One of the two. Because the lights are bright enough that I can see everybody. I'll share one quick story about my friend Thomas Mello. You see, he pulled a little stunt when we were in Texas one time. We went to go speak at this American Dream Conference. You remember this, Tommy, don't you? Tommy decides to go to the gentleman putting on the event and say, behind my back, didn't know. I just get to stage, I'm done speaking. Or no, you were done speaking. In between Tommy and myself, he goes to him and says, hey, during this next break, Chris is really good at singing Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Put it on and make him sing it from stage. I have no clue this is happening. On main stage, in front of a big group of people at a Spanish-speaking conference. And I had to get up on stage, and what did I do, Tommy? I sang Don't Stop Believing. I sang my heart out. I don't know if they completely understood what I was singing, but I sang it. Don't Stop Believing is what I sang. I don't know that I could hit those notes today. I'm not going to try right now, so don't worry. But I want everybody to stand up with me, okay? The legends are on right after me, so you better get hyped anyway. Go ahead and stand up. Come on, even if you're in the comfy chairs. Get up, because we're going to sing this next piece together. And here's the thing. There's another conference going on here. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, because this whole thing is on Service Freedom up here. But I want them to hear what we're about to sing, because this right here gets me fired up, and there's no better way to close out a presentation around talking to yourself with words that matter than singing a little bit of ready? Let's go. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step into the building, let me see up. There we go. And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there. Down. Because all we do is what? Thank you so much for playing along with me. God bless you. No 0 days.
Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show. So stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point.